Hey, everyone, stay here with me for 1 minute of your time. I'm going to tell you about something that's going to make you better in bed. Okay, I promise. I'm going to tell you about Promescent. Promescent has the only clinically proven delay spray that helps men last longer in bed. And their delay spray is not just for guys with PE. All right, I know what you're thinking. I don't have PE. I don't need to last longer in bed. Trust me, you do. Every guy needs to last a little bit longer in bed because girls take a little bit longer. Okay, you got to wait for your girl. Don't be so selfish. Spray a little bit on. It's not going to numb you out, and it doesn't transfer to your girl, okay? Promescent also sells lube and condoms and unisex supplements that'll make you both hornier, as well as my fave, their female arousal gel. Okay, that female arousal gel will make your girl hot down there. And I don't mean hot in a bad way. I mean hot in like the best way possible. And it will increase her orgasm. So don't just buy yourself something. Buy your girl something too. And there's no reason not to. Because I'm going to give you 15% off your first order. Just go to delayspray.com and use the code strictlyanon15 at checkout for 15% off your first order. That's delayspray.com. Use my code strictlyanon15 for 15% off your first order. They back up all their products with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's free shipping on any order over $10, and your package is going to arrive discreetly, so no one's going to know what the fuck you bought. Not only do 2,000 medical professionals recommend Promescent, I do too. So go to delayspray.com, strictlyanon15 for 15% off your first order. And now back to the episode.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you're on social media like Instagram and Twitter, follow my show at Strict Anonymous. I should have like 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 followers on Instagram and Twitter, but I never promoted my show for all the years, the 7 years I've been doing it. I just started like not even a year ago promoting it. But so I need followers. So follow me on Instagram right fucking now. Take your phone, find Instagram, follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you're listening to this show on your phone or wherever on a podcast app, make sure to subscribe to my channel. You get the episodes way earlier than if you don't. Also, write me a review if you can, or just give me 5 stars. If you're listening to this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to my channel, like and share my videos, and comment below. I love hearing from my listeners. I really do. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because I get to see people's comments. I get to comment back. A lot of times the guests on my show go on and comment back and talk to people. Like Barry, the guy I had on last week, he's on there talking back to people who are claiming he's full of shit. So it's a super interesting interactive platform for my podcast. So even if you're not on YouTube, go there and subscribe to my channel. If you want to get these episodes free and see anonymous pics of my guest, including Vicky, who's on today, okay, you're going to want to see Vicky. She sent me in a picture of herself. They're all anonymous pictures. Nothing's pornographic, but a lot of the pictures are sexy. I have a lot of pictures of my female callers. So it's, you know, anonymous pics of previous guests, anonymous pics of guests moving forward. You could get all of that as well as these episodes on Friday instead of Sunday if you sign up for my Patreon, and it's only $3 a month. So it's like fucking chump change, okay? It's $3. You're also supporting my show. I've been doing it for like 7 years. It's basically like a full-time job at this point, and I make no money, but it would be nice to, right? I need to monetize it. I should have been trying to do this 5 years ago, but I'm doing it now. $3. Like I said, you get something for it, but you also are supporting my show, which I really, really appreciate. There's also a tier for hosers. If you're a fucking hoser, you like pantyhose, you like to wear them, you like to see girls in them, there is a tier for you. It's only $7 a month. And let me tell you, you get a lot of fucking content on there. So sign up, okay? Just go on. You'll see it all there. I also do consulting. Like right now, I'm not taping people. I'm only taping females with hot stories or guys that have a story that I've never fucking heard about before. And so send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be on my show, if you want to be on my show, but you don't, you have something that I've talked about a million times, you got to wait till like the end of the summer. I'm not taping people for a while because I probably have like 50 episodes taped and I just want to get those out and do other things. There you go. But if you want to talk to me and tell me your secrets or do what I do like on my show, but you don't want me to air it and you're still going to be on the down low, I'm not going to tape you. You could do that. I provide that service. I don't know what it's called. Consulting. I don't know. It's a conversation. I set it up like a therapist. It's like 45 minutes. It's $65. You could sign up through PayPal or you could sign up on Patreon. Patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. If you want to set up one of those calls with me anyway, just through PayPal, send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget if you want to, okay, so let's get to Vicky. Hypersexual. Vicky is super horny. She always has been. This girl had threesomes starting when she was really young. We talk about her history. We talk a lot about what's going on now, right? I mean, she wrote in because she has a serious problem. Like, she's got this guy, her boyfriend, is very big into the whole cuckolding thing. He actually did it with a past partner, but he had like, he's like very conflicted about it. And he's very into it in that they're always like dirty talking about it. And she wants to do it and they get really close and they set up these meetings with the couples and then he just can't pull the trigger. And she doesn't understand because Vicky is somebody that does what the fuck she wants. Okay. Like I said, she has had threesomes since she's super young. We talk about that. She has been to swing clubs. She takes classes in sex that you've never even heard about. That's how curious and open-minded she is. The classes she's taken, one called Stickies is super interesting. I never heard about it, but she explains about it. She has had open relationships in the past. She had a husband. I think she called herself the pussy funnel. I don't know. She said like guys called her that because she would just like bring girls home for guys. She's a wrangler, right? She knows what she wants. She goes after it. She fucking does it. And she's very perplexed because she's dating a guy who's not of the same mindset, right? He wants her to fuck other guys. She wants to fuck other guys. But when push comes to shove, he's too afraid to cross over the line. So she's looking for advice. So go to YouTube, give her some advice. We end this conversation and it gets a little frustrating towards the end because there really is no solution for Vicky that I could give her, but maybe you guys could help her. So listen through, give her your two cents, tell her what you think she should do to get her guy to cross over. I mean, they've done other things. They've been to a swing club. They've fucked in front of other people. I mean, it's not like they haven't done anything, but he's younger than her and he's less experienced. She's super experienced. So you hear that backstory, you hear about his problem. There's also like a little cheating thing that she thinks he might be cheating on her and she can't really trust him. So we get into that too. If you want to see a picture of her, did I tell you that already? She sent me in a picture. You could get a picture on Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. I'm going to be right back on with Vicky.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, Vicky, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So listen, you sent me in a long-winded email about what we're going to talk about, and I didn't read it because I prefer not to really know that much. I know that there's cuckolding fantasies going on. I know that your boyfriend talks really dirty, and you know that's like the overview. Why don't you just get into the details?
Okay. So he is very like explicit in bed, and then it's like very much into like he likes... He went from being, in the beginning, I wasn't going to work because he was a total prude, in my opinion, at first, and I didn't know if that was going to work for me, because I'm not, and it has just evolved into the more, after 2 years now, it's like, everything in bed seems to fall under, like, it always ends up being fantasies of, like, other men there, and, not usually other women, but other men there, and really a big... Lately, it's been like wanting to like, it's like he likes it, the thought of another man having me before he gets me. And right. Like, whether he talks about that in bed or it's like the idea of it happening and then he comes home to it. But then any kind of discussion of any kind of like that outside of sex is like impossible. Like, it's like he refuses to like address it at all.
What do you mean? So when you're not fooling around and you're all done, like, and you're just having breakfast, you're like, hey babe, what about this whole cuckolding thing? I mean, is that what happens?
Exactly. That's pretty much exactly what happens. I'm very open to talking about that kind of stuff. I've always been very more comfortable talking about sex with anyone than most people, which I get is a little overbearing for some people, maybe. But yeah, like I will literally bring up, like, that's another thing. We're on swinger sites, and we are on like thirder sites where you're like looking for other people to add to the bedroom. Yet when it gets to the point that there are people that we have talked to and it comes to meeting, it's like he literally had told a couple that we were getting ready to go meet that night. All of a sudden he told them that we're just looking for friendship. And I'm like, that's not where you look for friendship, is on swinger sites. That's not what this is. Like, I don't it's very confusing.
It's probably confusing to him. He's confused, you know, so he probably really is into it. It's a big fantasy of his. But when push comes to shove, he gets freaked out, and maybe he's afraid of crossing that line. I mean, have you had that discussion with him about, you know, instead of just like going to the place where you're talking about him actually doing it, have you ever asked him how he feels about actually doing it in real life?
Yes.
And what does he say?
Yes, I've tried that numerous times. And what's confusing to me is that he finally at one point kind of broke down and explained to me that one of his past relationships, his girlfriend really screwed with his head because she would make him watch her have sex with other men. But the thing is that all of these things that he said that she did to screw with his head are literally, I mean, I don't blame her for doing what she did, because that's what he acts like he wants. It's like saying
no, but it could also be that she did it, and somehow, even though he really hated it, he got turned on, and that's a very confusing thing to experience.
Yeah. I can grasp that, but at the same time, it's very confusing to me, because it's, just from hearing that and trying to take it all in, it's confusing to me that if it was so damaging and it was so hurtful, like, why is that what you talk about? That's like it's every time we have sex, and we have sex almost daily.
Okay, but
like,
wait. Let me ask you one thing. Yeah, let me ask you a quick question. Did you ask him straight up, how did you wind up with her fucking other guys in front of you? Like, have you ever asked him whose idea that was?
No.
Why not?
No, I didn't. I don't know why. I guess I just...
because there's a big question mark, right? Because, like, here he is now. That's all he talks about with you, right? And it could be one of two things.
Yeah.
Either, you know, he did that with her and because he wanted it, but then when he saw it happen, it kind of bothered him, but he still turned on by it, and that's why he brings it up with you. That's a very possible scenario. Or it's the other scenario, is he didn't want to do it, she was into it. He was horrified by it, but he also was turned on by it, and that confuses him. And now he's kind of wired that way, and that's why he's bringing it up with you. They're kind of similar, but those are two situations that could be happening. And I think it's important to know which one is happening with him.
Yeah, that's a good point. The thing is, like, I've asked him before, is like, well, is she the reason that you are into that? And he said that he's been into it before her.
Oh, okay.
But it's just, I don't know if that means that was initiated.
It means that this is the case, okay? Because I think that it could happen a lot of the times. It's not that uncommon where somebody has a fantasy that they're really into, and then they cross the line and live out that fantasy, and, you know, they have feelings that they didn't anticipate, and jealousy could be one of them. You know, it doesn't mean, though, that he wasn't turned on too, but he might have not liked it. But also, that jealousy may be a part of the thing that he's into, but he might be afraid to introduce that in your guys' relationship, because it just adds a whole nother layer, right? Right. But I think that happens a lot of the times. I mean, I have a lot of swingers gone wrong stories on my podcast. I used to have them more. Nowadays I have more successful couples on calling, but there's a ton of people out there that the girl's like, yeah, let's have a threesome. Like, I want to be with a girl. And then she does it, and then her guy starts to fuck that girl, or she starts not into it. Like, you know, things could happen, and you could feel a different way. And sometimes, you know, fantasies are better as fantasies instead of reality. So he might be tiptoeing around it, or he obviously is tiptoeing around it because he did it before, right? He had her fuck other people, and he didn't like it. But he liked it. What?
Oh, I think that's what's kind of confusing to me, is that in various report about that kind of stuff, and, like, I've had numerous relationships. I've had very, like, long relationships where I was always very open to those kind of things, and that was a regular thing in our household, to where it was, like, there was a extra girl added, like, twice a month in our house, and then you find out that they're cheating on you. And so I understand that
Well, let's talk about that. About that real quick. Because you have, like, a history. You have an interesting history.
Oh, yes.
My guys are always looking to hear from women that are really... Listen, you're more open-minded than your guy, or you're more ballsy, right? You're ready to, like, go have a threesome. Because you have a past, and you are more sexually experienced and open-minded, and you crossed lines and lived out your fantasy. So let's talk about that, too, and then we'll get back to your guy. Okay. So in the... Like, how old are you now?
I'm 36.
So you're 36. Have you ever been married? Good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous, or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Yes.
Okay. So when did these sexual escapades start? You know, what's your history?
My first threesome was, like, I was 19.
Okay.
And then from there, that's kind of a regular thing for me. I was always very more hyper sexually active. Uh-huh. I guess.
Yeah.
Horny. With that. Yeah. All of them. Yeah.
Yeah. But let me ask you this. I got to cut you off because you're hyper talking too. And I want to get the details, and because I know my listeners want to hear the details. That 19-year-old girl that had the threesome, how did it happen? Was it like a drunken, fueled situation that just happened? Was it with someone you knew? Was it a one-night stand? Was it a threesome with, like, your boyfriend and another girl? Who was it with?
No, I was in the Marine Corps, and it was a friend. No, it wasn't like a drunken thing. It was just more like I knew I was turned on by women. It's like you said before, it's something you think you want and you try it. And it's like, I was totally into girls cause you're young and you're like, oh, lesbian porn. And then you're like, oh, I totally want to be the girl. And then I was, and then I've been with numerous women, but it's like after time you get feelings and you figure out what you like and you don't like. And it's like, at this point I know, like, I love vagina, but I don't like it a la carte. Like, I need a side of dick with it as well. It's not as fun.
Right.
Like, I need both.
Okay. Like, well, that 19-year-old situation, right? Was that with a guy too, or was it just with a girl?
No. Yeah, that was with my husband in the Marine Corps, and then she was actually. I still speak with her. We were friends for a long time. It's very rare that I talk to her because we live states away from each other, but. That was kind of a consistent thing for a while.
So your husband, you're with your husband, you're like, and you guys are super young, and you're like, I want to, like, fool around. And
yeah.
So you asked your friend?
But yeah, just that girlfriend was Jen. And then later, after we split up, I was with someone for years that we regularly had, you know, extra in the bedroom. And that's when I kind of started, like, I joined, like, an alternative lifestyle club. And then, like, two of them, and went to a lot of classes, just, like, started with, like, just a BDSM class, and then it just was, like, random classes. I would go every Tuesday and go to, like, different, I don't know, just I like to watch weird shit, I guess. Like,
I don't know. You got to explain. I've never heard about classes. Where are these classes, and what do you see, and are people having sex in them, and, like, what are you learning? Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a lot of classes.
Yeah, tell me.
For example, there was one called Stickies, and I'm like, what the hell are Stickies? So I show up, and it's an adhesives class where they had, like, a woman used as, like, the model person, and they taught you how to glue. Like, I watched her vagina and her mouth get glued shut. And then, like, they literally took, like, they duct tape, and like they just showed you different kinds of adhesives to use in sex, mm-hmm. which is not anything that like I don't understand the point of or why you'd want your vagina glued shut. I get the whole like refusal or denial, but
yeah,
but I mean, if it's gonna happen, I want to kind of see it because I would like to see everything before I die. But random, you know, I just am interested in like human sexuality, even if it doesn't turn me on. It's just interesting.
Yeah, you're curious about it. So you took the, mm-hmm. where do they have these classes?
That was just, that was like a, it's like a members club, and that was in Colorado.
Okay.
Both of them. And then they had like BDSM classes where they do like, there was a couple who came in and did like flogging classes, and they would pretty much teach you like, you know, even if you're not into it, you now you know what kind of tape to use and what not to use, what hurts skin and like what's safe, you know, if yeah. you're going to bring stuff in the bedroom. It gives you a, you know, a safe way to do it without hurting your partner, which is awesome. You know, any kind of information that's positive, sex positive, is good for you. But that's why I don't know, I feel like I'm a little bit more open-minded to things, to where even if it doesn't turn me on, like I'm willing to like check it out. And if, you know,
well, I think then why aren't you open-minded? So then why aren't you open-minded to be the dom that your guy wants you to
and
be?
And that's
right
what
now?
I totally have fallen into that role. Now it's comfortable for me, and I can't imagine. We discussed this recently. It's like I can't even imagine him trying to tie me up or anything anymore, because it's been 2 years of me switching roles, because like that's what he wanted, and it was very uncomfortable and hard at first, but like it was just like out of place. I just felt very awkward. But you know,
now you like it.
Adapt and overcome. And yeah, I like it now, because now after a while you get more comfortable in that, and then it's still the same thing to me. It's like having him turned on and aroused by me. It's just in a different way, I guess I've learned. Him being satisfied is like what makes me happy. So mm-hmm. it's a hard to fall in those roles, but it's just gets kind of confusing when you're not really sure what it is the hell that they want.
Well, you know what he wants. He's just you want, I mean, let me ask you this. In all those times in your past when you were having all these threesomes and doing all this stuff with other people before you met this guy, did you ever have threesomes with another guy, or was it always with a woman?
Oh no, yeah, I was always with a woman, because men are but I mean, that's a very, very rarity that a man is actually going to like let someone else play with their toys.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
they
right.
want to
okay.
play with all the toys.
Yeah.
But nobody's gonna play with their toys. They're like 3-year-olds with that.
Yeah.
And to me, that to find out that he was even like that is a not a complete ego buster was very much, it was awesome to me to just meet not even if we ever do it, it's just the mindset of not being so selfish and being having the ability to be like, hey, just because it's another person there is doesn't make me feel like less of a person, I guess. It's like
yeah.
caring about what your partner is turned on by, but at the same time, it's like, is that really how you feel? And I get it. I understand that relationships, I don't care who you are, and I understand that people who swing and people who are in open relationships, there's always going to be sometimes the matter of jealousy and territorialness. That's just human nature. I get that. Whether people can work through it and be okay with it or not is, you know, relationship to relationship. But it almost feels like it sometimes it's like dangling this in front of me and like constantly putting it in my head as a turn on. And then like, just, I don't know like how I'm supposed to like separate what you want from like what he wants like from what's like what he actually wants. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think he's been very clear with you. He likes to fantasize about it. He's on the verge of wanting to do it in real life, but he's afraid, because when he did do it in real life, he had very mixed emotions about it. I mean, I think that's all very clear. So what
but
I
at
wanted,
the same time, it's totally okay to bring, like if I were to bring a woman home, it wouldn't even be a question. You know, that's what bothers me.
Well, listen, like, that's like pettiness. Okay. I mean, of course. I mean,
no, it's just
but you don't care. Would you care if he fucked another girl?
Oh, no, I would be totally fine.
Okay, so then it doesn't matter if that's what he's okay with, because you're okay with it, too. We're talking about what he's not okay. Like, I hate that tit-for-tat shit. That's, like, petty.
I get it.
It's fine for me to fuck another girl, but God forbid. I mean, he's not holding out because he's an asshole, and he's not pushing you to go have sex with another girl. It's not like he's saying, oh, I want you to do that, but I'm not going to let you. Right? I mean, it's not that.
Yeah.
That's like,
no, it's not at all any kind of petty, like, that is very non-existent with him.
Right, but why did you just bring it up? That's a little petty of you to say.
Well, but because I've had, like, the girl that we were having threesomes with in the past be the one that he was sleeping with a year later and didn't tell me, and to me, there's that point of, like, women and men, it doesn't matter who they are, I feel like if you welcome someone into that situation, like, you have to be very, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like women in that regard are a little bit more shiesty, and it's more of a emotional, they get a little more emotionally attached than like men who are more like a physically, like, bang it out and leave.
Yeah, but what
don't
you
know.
Don't understand is they're still in the scenario that you want your guy to swallow. There's still a woman involved. Okay, it's not a woman you don't know, but it's you. So maybe he has the same fear you do. There's a woman involved. Yeah. She could fucking cop feelings, and I'm afraid to lose her. I mean, it's the same thing. Look at what you've gone in the past. I feel like I have to say and point out something that's very obvious to me that may not be obvious to you.
No, totally. That's why I
yeah,
listen
is
to your
that,
shows, and I'm like, you have a good fucking head on your shoulders.
Yeah,
and
no, I'm just gonna. It's just I'm just gonna put the mirror in front of you. That's it. And you know, that you feel exactly the way he does about threesomes. You know, you've had them, and you realize that they could bring about problems. He's had them. He realizes it brings on problems. For him, he didn't like it. I mean, that's very honest of him. Like, and that happens, like I said, all the time. It can be very conflicting, right? Because there's one part of you that likes it, but another part of him, when it was the real deal, he didn't. For you, you've had threesomes, and then, you know, shit has happened where you weren't into it. So you're very similar in how you guys feel. And listen, I don't think across the board that it's always going to be human nature that people are going to get mad about situations like that. I have plenty of people on here who actually love for their partners to be with other people, and they don't have
and
that
that's
jealousy
how
and stuff.
I always was. I didn't have a problem with, and I still, like, I would totally be fine with bringing someone in. I think the main thing is, like, my whole thing with that is, you could add a whole fucking football team. I really don't care. The thing is that you have to, I'm really adamant about this, is that it's A and B have to be happy. Like, if there's any part of, like, C that you bring in that is upsetting to A and B at all, like, you need to fucking get rid of that. Like,
right.
It needs to be, it's always to enhance your own relationship. That's what you're trying to do, is,
for
like,
sure,
explore sexual situations together. So,
no, stop. Listen, let me ask you this question, okay? Are you, because he's, like, always bringing this up and everything, are you, like, super horny for this scenario to happen? And
totally.
Right.
Yeah.
So, totally.
And it's so cute. That's what I mean by it's like a carrot dangled in front of your face and, like, constantly reminded of it. And then you're like, well, fuck, I don't know. Like, of course that thought's in my head a lot. Like, I've never really been one to, like, fantasize so much specifically about that until it's been like 2 years, and like every time we have sex, and I'm like, well, I really would like to go to, like, us together. There's nothing that turns me on about, like, I love sex. I've literally been told by most exes that I have a problem. Like, they think that I have a problem, and I think it's just mainly they get lazy about their sex life.
Right.
But I want to be able, like, I'm not necessarily okay with just living a normal, like, just having your fantasies in bed together, and that's, like, all you do. Like, I'm...
Right.
I want us to be able to do weird shit together, because when you have your person, like, your person is supposed to be the person that you can do all the fucking weird shit with.
Does he know about
your
history? Does he know... Right, okay. Does he know about your history?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what's kind of, like... It's just very confusing. It seems like it's okay, and like, but when I actually start trying to engage him to actually speak about it and not in the bedroom, like, I feel like it's just kind of like, lately it's gotten a little bit better, but it's still, it's like he clams up, and I don't know how to, it's very hard for me, because I like, I owned a sex shop, and I've been like a member of two like alternative lifestyle clubs, and I love human sexuality. It's the one fucking thing we can all do and enjoy. And if you're not doing it, you want to do it. You right. shouldn't. There's no reason to not like sex.
Right.
There's
and you're no super open to. With him.
Yeah.
You're down for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You're very curious. He's gotten you into this fantasy and you're like ready to fucking go. And all of a sudden he's like, it's super confusing because all of a sudden he's like, no thanks. And then he says, yeah. okay, let's do it. And then you get to the finish line and he's like, uh-uh, he's not crossing it. Like, and how many times yeah, has it
not,
happened?
It's not out of meanness. It's not out of, I know it's not out. He's not yeah. trying to be a dick. And I understand people like emotions and shit happens and yeah. sometimes you change your mind. And that's part of being a couple also is like understanding that like, if I don't care if you're in the middle of banging a bunch of people, if you look over and see your partner's not okay with something, this shit needs to stop.
Hey, like, let me ask you this. Did you ever think of like forcing him to do it since he loves the whole female dom thing?
I don't, that's what I'm like, do I do that? I don't know. That's you know? Where the whole, I'm trying to speak about it is like, trying to even get anything like is that something you want? Is that why the ex did that? Because there's a part of me, and we've discussed this. I told him I was like, you know, it seems as if like maybe she did that because that's what she thought you wanted because right. that's literally what you're asking like right. for in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very
confusing.
Very like it's like you, I love you, and I want you to be happy, and I want to be able to like be open about this stuff, but it's very hard to when like. When I actually need like, to really just sit down and talk about it. It shouldn't be weird. Like, I mean, like, seriously, if you can, like, fucking watch ice drip out of my vagina on your face, like, we should be able to talk about, like, sex. Like, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, and he's talking about it while you guys are fooling around, right? When he gets horny
absolutely.
And you guys are yeah. in the bedroom and he's in that state, right? Which mm-hmm. I believe is, like, an altered state of being, right?
Yeah, it's not totally.
He could totally talk it up. Right, he's got the game. Yeah. He's got game, and then the minute it's over, he has no game.
I don't know so much about that. It took him probably like almost 6 months to a year to even talk during sex, which is very odd to me.
Okay, but he's there like now.
Yeah,
no, but he's there now.
But it's like more like it's like I have to drag it out of him almost sometimes.
The and cuckold talk.
Not so much that. That like pretty much all. It didn't even really. Wasn't even started like talking about that. It was like mainly just like adding toys, and then I'm realizing like, okay, so you like lots of toys, and I don't know. Maybe it's because we have a big age difference. I don't know.
What's his age?
He just turned 30. He just turned 30 this year.
Oh, okay. So he's younger than you. Mm-hmm. You're yeah. way more experienced than him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he does like the dom sub thing. He sees himself as a sub. So that's probably why mm-hmm. he got himself an older, very experienced woman, right?
And he's definitely into older women. And that's the thing is when we discuss, when I bring up like Scarlet Ranch and places where you go where it's like literally people just fucking or downstairs or like outside, just people banging just to watch. You just sit there and have your drink and meet a couple and talk while you watch all these people have sex. And those kind of things that are like, something he wants to go do with me, but it's not. This is what. How do I explain it? It's like he's scared to talk about it, but the first time I took him to, like, this other place in Colorado that's, like, a hotel where, like, it's pretty much a swingers hotel, and there's, like, an open pool where you can be naked and just bang everywhere you want, like, and all the rooms are, like, sexually orientated. Like, I was worried about even bringing it up to him to, like, maybe go see the place. And because I had not been there before, I'd been to the other club that I used to go to regularly, but this one I'd never been to and I always wanted to. So I brought it up to him just scared that he was going to be like, Jesus, you're a whore. Right. He's like, and I mean, before it wasn't even 5 minutes into walking into the pool area that he's already like banging me in front of people. And I'm like, but that was confusing to me too, because before that we had discussed like just that month of like, maybe doing some same room couples play where you don't swap or whatever, but like you know, you have another couple that you're like watching or, you know, same room, just stay your own couple play, just like sex in front of other people. And at that point he wasn't even sure that he was okay with that. And then I bring him to this place and it's like, within 5 minutes you're banging me when there's like people 4 feet from us.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so confused by all of this like stuff. It just seems like pretty like normal. Like I could see that being the case because you like brought him there and then he got fucking horny and then he did it. But I think that maybe, I mean, you use the word overthinks. I mean, I think you overthink things too, but you use the word overthinks about him. Like he just overthinks, you know, about stuff. So maybe that's what happens in the other scenarios. But when you brought him to that place, like the fact that it was going to be lots of different people there, it wasn't as intimate as, oh, you're just meeting a person one-on-one sitting across the table or in a hotel room with another couple. Like, I feel like that would be that situation might weird out a lot more people than going to a big party where there's tons of people. And maybe that made him feel more safe. And he thought, okay, I could just go there and fucking watch. But then he went and his dick was so hard that he's like, I gotta fuck her. Do you know what I mean? That makes total sense. I don't think that that's confusing.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Yeah, I guess maybe I just overthink it all.
You're the overthinker.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, no, I fucking know this. Like, that is not something I will deny.
Listen, that's why it's always all these things that make us up. Well, I always feel like people are concoctions, right? And, you know, a lot of the things that are a part of your concoction are positives, but sometimes they could be negative too at the same time. I mean, I think the reason why you're so open-minded and curious and into human sexuality is for the same part of that brain. You know what I mean? Because you're an overthinker, because you like to know, because, you know, so that it's also a good thing in you, right? And I think...
Yeah, it can be. Yeah. Everything can be a positive, maybe good. Negative depend upon how you use it, I suppose.
Yeah, and I just think that your boyfriend might have those same things. I think, you know, he's a little bit behind you and you need to hold his hand more, right? But I think if you put the context of it, like if you just keep putting on him that it's pushing him, I don't know, making him so confused, like you make it... You're like labeling him like, oh, he's so confusing and he's so confusing. And I don't think it's that confusing. I think, though, that you have to give him a little bit more of a push and give him more time. How many times have you set up situations with the other couples that he's backed out?
It's just been twice. But that's the thing, too, is like I found out that like he was talking to another girl on Snapchat and like had like made plans for us to all hang out. And I didn't even know about it. And that kind of set me off to where I'm like, this is like something that is very clear from the beginning that this is about us. And it's very, if you don't open communicate things, it makes me feel like it's,
oh my God,
you're going off to doing it by yourself.
Okay, this is another layer. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
And I still have to get to all these other swingers clubs that you used to go to because you brought that up. But wait a second. So, okay, have you guys ever had a threesome with another girl?
No.
Okay.
No.
Has he asked you to do that?
Well, it's not, no, not really. I mean, we've discussed that we would, I know that he would, pretty much he's made it very clear that, like, he doesn't care if I were to bring another girl home. It's like most dudes, there's another vagina, hooray. Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, I'm very much of the attitude that, like, you don't do anything, like, in regards to adding people or meeting people or talking to people without it being completely disclosed throughout the whole thing.
For sure.
And so that's just a little hard for me to find out, like, that there was... It was very confusing, and that added...
And what did he say?
Just that he hadn't been talking to her very long on there, and that...
But what was he saying to her? Did you read the messages?
No, because it was on Snapchat, and it, like, I...
Oh, I don't know about Snapchat, really.
Yeah. So that was even worse that I'm like, what the fuck?
Was she like a regular person? Was she a hooker? Like, what was she?
No, I mean, she was just a girl that he met. I have no idea. Like, he had to have met her on, like, some kind of... I think it was a site, like, one of the swinger sites, to where, like, you meet, you know, like, other couples or, like, single females or whatever, the unicorns or whatnot. But that's kind of that's what makes it hard for me. It's like, it's like, if it's going to be done, it needs to be done together. And if you can't even talk about it, and then but you can go off and like meet another girl and then try and inform me of it later. I don't.
Well, that's like that's a whole different separate issue. Yeah. That's like a trust issue. Like maybe he wasn't even trying to set something up with you. Maybe he was just gonna fuck her on the side. I don't know. Is he have a is he a monogamous guy? Do you know his history? Could he be a cheater? I don't know.
I think every man can be a cheater. I don't fucking know. I don't. I thought that he was very much not that kind of person until like recently, and I'm just worried about it because I'm gone every other weekend from Thursday to Sunday or till Monday morning, pretty much in like 500 miles away.
Yeah,
because of relocating and dealing with custody. But the thing is like it's like on his birthday, like he told me that he was. Well, he didn't tell me anything. He just didn't really talk to me that weekend. And the morning, pretty much I just found out that, like, I talked to him the night before for a few minutes, and I thought he was at home. He didn't mention anything about leaving town. And then I found out the next day, I was talking to him, and it just didn't sound right, and he was in his truck. And I was like, you didn't stay at our house last night. It kind of just throwing it out there, and I didn't think it was, like, I wouldn't have thought he was completely not anywhere near where he was supposed to be, but he told me he stayed at his parents' house, and that didn't sound right. And so I just texted his mom and said, is Austin there? Did he go there for his birthday? Because I haven't been able to get a hold of him. Because I hadn't been able to get a hold of him that morning until, like, noon. And she said that, like, he had showed up that morning. And just to find out that, like, you lied to stay at your parents' house on a night.
So where did he want? Where was he? Did you ever confront him and say, hey, listen, I had talked to your mom and you weren't there, so where the fuck were you?
Yeah, pretty much. And at that point, he said that he stayed at his friend's house. And so that just didn't seem right to me either. And it just, I don't know, just, I have a very, I don't want to even believe it. And I've had, like, the last four relationships, like, blow up in my face because they all cheated on me. And I don't understand it because it's not for lack of sex. And I was just really trying to make myself be calm about it and understand that it's probably me just worrying and having issues with my own past and not try not to put that on him. But it's little things like that when you lie and say you were somewhere and you weren't.
And then he like, says he's at his friends. And why did he not tell you he was at his friends? Yeah, it doesn't smell
that's
right.
That's what I said. Like, I don't give a shit what you say. Like, the fact that you lied to me is what I care about. I don't fucking care if you sleep on a fucking outside in somebody's yard. I don't care. I just tell me the truth. It's
but
about
he didn't tell
honesty.
You the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that and then he said that was, like, to get at me for, like, the fact that, like, when I go to Colorado, I don't call him sometimes. And it just doesn't seem to me you don't teach somebody to stay in touch by like lying to them about where you stay at night. That doesn't make sense. So I don't know. I can't even like grasp on that one right now because there's no.
How long ago was that?
That was just maybe 2 months in February. Yeah.
Okay, and the girl, the seeing him with the Snapchat girl. When was that?
Oh, that was some girl around here when we were like supposed to be like together looking on sites for stuff and kind of did it off on his own. And I called his friend and I know that his friend could lie to me. I knew that was like his buddies don't fuck. They stick up for each other, whatever. That's fine. But I really don't think that was it. I feel like there's just some kind of disconnect here where I just would like everything to be flat on the table. You want to go bang other girls? Like, that's cool, but we're just doing it together. Like, you can't go off and do it by yourself. You want to bang everybody? You can bang everybody you fucking want. But I just want to have, like, some kind of, just fucking honesty. Just be fucking, I don't fucking care who you want to bang. I don't care what you
do
sexually.
He might think it's too good to
be real about it.
Yeah, but he might think it's too good to be true as far as, oh, you really want him to fuck other girl. Like, he might really want you to bring another girl into the situation, but you're not down for that. Have you said
no,
to him,
I totally am okay with that. Okay. I will go, like, my ex used to call me a pussy funnel. Like, that's, like, he literally, I would like, pretty much bring him women. And it's, that's not.
So,
like,
have you done that with this guy?
We moved to this place and I don't really know anybody yet. I've definitely tried and realized it's really hard when you're, like, not in your 20s to, like, meet people anymore.
Uh-huh.
And as I've gotten older, I find it a lot. I am more appealing to, I don't fucking like to just go out and find girls who are, I found that with women, I've had enough sex and threesomes to like realize that most girls are, they think it's like they're really into it and I just want to try this out. And I'm tired of being their fucking experiment.
Right.
Like, I know I like pussy and I know I like having sex and I know I'm into this, but I don't like feel like you like being enjoyed by like me enjoying you and being turned on because it's something fun for a boy to look at. Like, if you're going to just be lazy and lay there and like, I'm going to eat your pussy and like enjoy like watching my significant other bang you, but like you don't really want much to do with like the girl going once down. You realize not really like I'm really not into like girls, like I just like the idea of this until it happens. I'm not into
right.
that like
I got
so
it
so mm-hmm. As you get older, most people, like, it's easier to find I feel like it would be easier to find a couple.
Yes.
And it's safer because when you have, maybe I'm wrong, but this is my because I've never had a couple with another couple actually swap or do anything like that. I've had same room play, but like not swapping because boys don't like to share. But to me, it feels like as you get older, you realize that like, I don't have to worry about this being a situation because now you have two people here who are obviously comfortable enough to discuss like sexual exploits with their partner and do them together, you know, mutually and with consent, that I don't have to worry about you know, her coming over and banging my husband without,
totally.
You know, there's more people here, which you could still have to worry about, but I feel like it would be less of a, it just feels more comfortable to me and more easier to get, I guess.
Yeah, but it's also safer for sure that you're not going to have to worry about the girl. You know, if you get that unicorn that's single and then you bring in your guy, that something could happen. And a lot of people feel that way. And that's why a lot of people just only swap with couples. You know, and I also believe that a lot of times most people call in and they talk about how finding the couples is a lot easier than finding that one unicorn girl. But it's funny. I just talked to Dr. Guy, who's been on my show a lot. I just taped an episode with him. He's going to be on again, and him and his girlfriend are totally fuck other people all the time, right? And they've been just fucking like mad through COVID, and they always have the unicorn. They rarely do the couples. They have more problems with the couples than doing the unicorns. But, and I was like, that's interesting, because most people on my show say it's the opposite. It's hard to find that single girl. But the reason why I think they find it all the time is because they are party animals, right? Like, they are at the fucking club. Okay, we live in New York City, and when they're not in New York City, they're in every other place in the world that is like party central, right? And so that's what's going down, you know. So I don't know if you guys go out, you know, still.
No, the whole COVID crap, like I would love to go out more. And that's I totally grasp that kind of concept, because it was very easy for, I think it depends on your couple too. Like, if you guys are good together and you fucking like watching each other fuck, and like as a woman you're totally okay with like putting a strap on and banging this chick, or like watching, like I used to literally like, I would like come and I'd be like, well, I'm just going to go like get a drink or make a, you know, make a sandwich. Like, that doesn't bother me. Like, you're still fucking and having sex, because I don't, like, that's why we're here. I can separate the, there's sex to fucking feel good and have your carnal urges like satisfied and just do fucking nasty stuff together and like be able to high five afterwards and be like, yeah, it's fucking dirty and I love it. And then there's times of sex that's like, it's affection and love. And that doesn't make either one wrong. It's just they're two separate entities. And so I feel like maybe I have too easy of a time of separating those.
No, you're I think, listen, I think it's great the way that you are. You're a lot of guys' fantasy girl. But I do think, you know, and listen, I have a lot of guys on my show that would be totally down with everything that you're talking about and cool with it and everything. But there, you know, a lot of guys don't know what to do with that. They almost, I think your guy, because he's super young, right? And he's not as experienced as you. And I think the average regular person who's just kind of, I would say, quote unquote, normal, would just not be able to A, grasp the fact that you really believe that, and B, grasp it for themselves. You know, I mean, it takes a certain kind of person. And what I always tell people that I have found through doing my show for 7 years and talking to a lot of people who have tried to swing and be with other people, and I find that the best kind of guy to do all that kind of stuff with, what I find is always it works mostly with the guy that it's not like he was the opposite of the type that you would think would be into it. It's not the guy that wants to fuck a million people. It's the really monogamous guy, and their wife was really into it. There are guys out there like that, and it's completely safe. And like, you need a guy like that because you're being wasted with anybody
finding
else.
A good man. Finding a, that's the problem there. It's like, and that's what I see in him, and that's why it was, you literally just said it, but I'm trying to like spit out is the fact that I want somebody that like is a fucking nice person and a decent human being that actually loves me and still respects me.
But right, but you just have this.
It has enough respect for our relationship to actually be that person to be like honest about every, like honest about it and like not. To be
and
be
cool with it, and you have it only works with that kind of guy, and that it's like a breed, right? I always feel like different kinds of guys are like breeds of dogs, right? That breed exists, and the best kind of breed for you is that kind of guy. Like I said, I've had them on my show. They're nice guys. They're guys that could care less about having another woman in bed, but they like to see their
that's
guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I could care less. Like, I don't really care if there's a woman in the bed. But it's a.
But then why was he texting that girl? What did he say? Well,
he said that, like, he put it, I joked a lot, like, as he leaves the house sometimes. And this is not like a discussion. This is just like as he's walking out the door, it's like, do you need anything from town? I'm like, bring me some pussy.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally how that entire, like, I've never been like, oh, go fucking bring me a girl home, like, for real. And like, you, where you know that's a conversation. And that's what he told me. It's like, well, you could tell me, like, to bring a girl home. I'm like, that is not. Like, there's a very clear, like, don't use that as your excuse. Like,
but did you tell him to bring a girl home?
No, I don't. That would be like literally the joking of like, do you need anything from town? Oh, can you pick me up like a six pack and bring home some pussy?
Right,
like,
right. As a joke.
I mean, I don't expect you to actually go to town and like go to a bar and like bring home some slut. Like, that's not, I mean, if that's what we're doing, we can go do it together. But like, I don't mean, that wasn't a valid reason for why you weren't telling me about like talking to this girl, you know? And I just, I feel like he's the most honest person, the most caring and honest person I've ever met in my life. He's the person who taught me that my whole fucking idea of sex was completely fucked up and like made me understand that like why every guy I've ever dated was a fucking douchebag. And like, it helped me to, he's like the only guy who's never like ever, he didn't like, he told me like he didn't want me. And like, I pretty much stalked him because I was like, if you don't like me, you must be the perfect man because I only attract douchebags.
But were you attracted to him?
Totally. He was my neighbor. Like, no, I moved into this house and he was next door and I'm like, you have a crappy truck and a dirt bike and you don't ever have women over and you're quiet and like, you're kind of like a redneck dude-ish kind of dude. Mm-hmm. And that's, I grew up on a ranch. I'm like, oh my God, that looks like a real man. Like, that probably actually knows how to change his fucking tire. Which is
right. So he's different than your past, but you're still working on, maybe you have this issue where, well, you probably have a trust issue if all your boyfriends have cheated on you in the past, right?
Yeah.
And it could be that you're super paranoid and looking for it in everybody, right? And you're seeing these little things.
That's what I'm aware of too, but I feel like it's the same thing with, this is like the same difference from him, except for he's not honest with me about, it's like from the beginning, like he said that he was really concerned, like he was very, didn't know how to like take me because I was talking about all these sex clubs and this and that. I'm like, you fucking have more crazy shit happening in your bedroom than I ever have. It's just that like, I'm okay to talk about it.
I don't think it sounds like he's had, no, it doesn't sound like he's had more crazy shit going on in his bedroom.
I mean, not crazy shit, but like, he's definitely had more, more than I thought. Like, he made it seem as if like I was just like a bad, like you're not a girl. And I'm like, you've like banged your girlfriend with another dude. And like, if that's things like you've had threesomes before, so like, what is making me any different other than I like to go to a sex club and watch weird classes and like watch people bang and just, I don't know, just like go to a place where people walking around naked and just playing or like disappearing in foam pits and getting blowjobs everywhere. I just watch weird shit.
Right.
Yes, I don't know.
Yeah, but listen, I got to say, and I think everyone's going to agree with me, like, just talking to you, right, you're a little confusing because you're a little all over the place, right? And the only reason why I bring that up is because let's put ourselves in his position, okay? He's younger than you. He's less experienced. I don't care what you say, right?
No, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, he's 30 years old, okay? You're probably the first woman he's ever met like this. You're not, like, common, right? So the majority of women out there are not even close to being as experienced as you or even into the things that you're into or open to them or, you know.
Yeah.
Most girls aren't going like, yeah, get me a six-pack and some pussy. You know, like, don't talk like that, right? So here you are in front of him, like, a fucking, talk about a unicorn. And then the way you talk, right? You're a little all over the place. You're kind of, like you say, you're hyper sexual. Like I said, you're a little hyper everything. Okay.
Yeah.
You're a hyper the way you talk. Your mind's all over the place. I mean, these aren't, you know, it's probably all because of good reasons, but you know, it's probably confusing to him and it's probably not clear. And the fact that he doesn't really like to communicate about these things, right? And he kind of shuts the conversation down, right? It creates this problem between you guys, you know, the part of him that shuts down the conversation and the part of you that is confusing to talk to.
Trying to figure it all out. Yeah.
No, you're like, confusing to talk to. You're a little all over the place.
Oh, I apologize. I like literally have no friends of this past year. So.
Oh, no, but I don't think it. Don't apologize.
With. And it's like a whole year's worth of like
I don't mean to. I'm not saying that to like. No. But listen, I'm not saying that to insult you. I'm saying that because I'm trying to figure out your problems with him. Do you know what I mean?
It's not. Problem so much as it's like I feel like you have this whole kinky mind that goes on, but then the rest of the time if we're not naked and fucking, then it's like kind of like not talked of, and that's I don't understand that. To me it's very like, well, if these are all the shit that runs through your head and these are your sexual fantasies and like you think about like, you know, getting to be the last one to be in my pussy, and it's like a wet fucking, like, been fucked by a bunch of people. Like, how can you not display, how can't we, like, actually discuss, like, some of, like, that, any kind of reality?
Okay, let me ask you this. Did you ever ask him if he was, like, bi by any chance?
I have jokingly, and I feel like there's something there, and I've put it out there in a way that like I don't care whatever it is, if it like fucking turns you on, whatever, that's fine. Like, just at least be real with me so we don't have it. No, he said not at all.
Okay.
But and I don't think so, but at the same time I feel like any of that kind of shit, there's something.
Listen, there are certain people out there, and I don't get it, but it's you know, to each their own. And I've realized this and had to come to terms with it because I'm a very honest person. A lot of times I want that same kind of honesty reflected back at me. But there are just certain people out there that will keep things close to themselves and just won't reveal things because they don't want to. And that's, they're just more private. And, you know, and you just have to accept that. I mean, he might be one of those guys. I don't know. You know, it's confusing to me that he could say all these things and you're a very open person. And then when you guys sit down to talk, when you're not in the bedroom, there's no open conversations going on. There's no clarity here. There's no, you know, I don't know. Maybe you need to make it like put it on a piece of paper and like write down, these are the rules, you know, like this is what we want. This is what I want to do. Like, what do you want to do? You know, I don't know. You know, take them to find, you're good at finding classes. Maybe there's a couple sexual retreat thing that you could take him to that will make him feel more open. You've been able to take him to a swingers club. Why not keep taking him to those kind of places? I guess because they don't exist with COVID. I don't know.
Yeah, we've looked. Yeah, there's places that are just all like shut down with all the like COVID. Like all of the local munches and stuff like that are non-existent.
Right. And how long you guys been dating again?
Huh?
How long you guys been together?
2 years.
2 years. Yeah. I mean, listen, if this is like a really great guy that you really care about and he's the first nice guy that you're with, I mean, it seems like he has it in him, you know?
No, it's there. It's just, I don't want to push it. And like, I don't want to do that because that's not okay. Because I don't want to push things on him. I just want to be able to have some kind of clear communication with it.
Yeah. And I don't understand why there isn't clear communication.
I that's why I'm trying to just, yeah, it's very, that's where I guess I'm confused. Is I feel like there's no ability to like really look me in the eyes and just be comfortable discussing stuff like 30 minutes after like you just like I was like making you eat my pussy, like, and like bossing you around, being more in the domineering role. I don't understand how it's not, if you can feel comfortable enough to like have a very open fantasy section, like be open with your fantasies in the bedroom. Like, I don't, it's very hard for me to put the connect of, like,
well, it's obvious that he has, like, you know how they say liquid courage, you know, people when they're in the truck, they have more balls. Like, he just has liquid courage when it comes to being horny. Like, when he's horny, he'll fucking do anything. Like, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to get him back when COVID goes away, back to, like, a swingers club. And maybe then he'll be able to watch you with another guy and be hot for it. Because it seems like when he's horny, he's able to express those things and he's much more open, but he has a problem doing that when he's not horny. But I think if you keep working on him and you're like, you keep talking about it and keep bringing it up, you know, and kind of passively aggressively force him into talking about it more and keep trying. I mean, because listen, you've only been with him for 2 years. He's a young guy. Yeah. Maybe, like I said, it's very rare that a guy winds up in a relationship with a girl like you and all of this is dumped on him. And like I said, there might be a part of him that doesn't trust that this is really real. There might be a part of him that's not, you know, is still conflicted about the things that he's into. Maybe he does have fantasies about another guy and that freaked him out. Maybe that was the problem. He's afraid. There could be a million things going on in his head, but we don't know because I'm not talking to him and you don't know because he doesn't really put it out there. Right.
Yeah. So maybe in your opinion, because you talk to so many people, like the women who are like comfortable, this is my scare part. My most worried thing is like, I don't want to push something like be in the overstep these boundaries. Cause I'm not a dominant person in bed naturally. And it's become something more that turns me on now that it's been a longer period. And that's kind of what we fell into. But like the whole, like being more pushing things into them, I'm so terrified of like, what, where's that line where you're like in bed and like somebody's turned on by something. And then, you know, that feeling that you get where you like do something, you're in bed and you do it. And then like the immediate shame feeling afterwards, like, I don't want to like be that person that like pushes you past a point and then you realize you're there and like you're totally already there and you're not gonna say no, but you're already and you don't want to do whatever it is. Like, I don't
yeah, but why are you projecting that onto him? I mean, that hasn't happened. I mean, that'll be on him. I mean, you could just keep those lines of communication open so that doesn't happen. I mean, he's gone pretty far with it. I mean, like, went to swingers club and he fucked you in front of a bunch of people. You guys talk about fucking other people.
I'm wondering if that's like maybe what the ex did is like she got when the that happens and then like all of a sudden like she's evil later because it was like pushed on you but you wanted it at the time. And I don't know.
Well, what did he say specifically about that situation when he said that it bothered him? What were his exact words?
The word is like more like he said that this girl like fucked with his head by like making him. She's more of like a humiliator person, which I don't get that. I don't, if you're into it, cool, but like, I don't understand making fun of somebody or hurting them. But she said like, he made it seem as if like she would bang other guys in front of him, but it's like, but if it happens more than once, then like, you can't have that happen numerous times and like, allow that person.
No, but can you just tell me what he said that bothered him about it?
Oh, that she would apparently bang other guys in front of him and like see how much better they are, and apparently she would like bang other guys and then send them videos of it. And I'm not sure if that was if they were together or broken up because it seemed like one of them was like afterwards. But there wasn't a lot there. I mean, he told me just pretty much it was the gist of she would bang other guys in front of him.
Can you just tell me what he said he didn't like about it? Like, and then there was a but. Okay, he had to have told you that conversation, but he said, but it freaked me out. Like, what were the exact words he said about the problem he had with it? Not what he did. We already know what he did. What did he say? Because you said it scarred him. Like, what did he say?
Specific thing other than like he said that like she would bang other guys in front of him and like tell them how much better they were than him. There wasn't ever. He didn't get very. That was pretty much.
No, but you said he's not into doing it because he did it in the past and it scarred him or traumatized him. Didn't you say that?
Well, that's why I think that, like, that's
the only thing. Well, you're putting words in his mouth.
Is like, oh, I didn't mean to put words in his mouth. I mean,
no,
like,
but I mean, you're confusing me. I don't remember because that was the beginning of the conversation. And this is going to be a really annoying podcast for people to listen to because we keep cutting each other off. I'm cutting you off.
I'm sorry.
No, but I'm just trying to make some, I'm trying to get some clarity here. It's hard. You know, how do you know he didn't like it with his girlfriend?
I don't. That's what I assume that from my perspective, from the very little he's told me, because it was one conversation that like he wasn't very vague about it, was that she did this and it was like apparently a normal thing. But then that's where I don't understand. Because I'm like, if you didn't like it, then why would you stay?
But how do you know he didn't like it?
That's what I'm saying. In my opinion, he had to have liked it. So is it now that it's bad that like...
But it's not bad. He just maybe he's afraid to do it. But like, so you just assume that it was bad in the past and he was traumatized.
Well, that he's the one who told me that like she did this and like she traumatized him by doing that.
That's how she fucked with his head.
Yeah.
That's how she fucked with his head. So she traumatized it. Right. That's what I thought you said in the beginning. So that was all that he said about that. And then did you say, I mean, so the conversation just ended there? Like, I mean, I would want to get more specifics.
That's where pretty much I left him at the point. I was like, how can this traumatize you if it's something that turns you off?
And what did he say?
There wasn't really, that's the end of our conversation. Right. He didn't talk about her
so
anymore.
we're going to end this where we started off, where we've gone around in circles, but that's okay. Cause I really think that sometimes just talking about something like helps. Right. And when you listen to this back, it'll really help you hearing your story and yourself as a third person. Like you'll get a lot, you'll get a lot out of it from talking about it, but you'll also get a lot out of it from listening to it. Right. And like I said, a lot of guys listening to you right now would be like raising their hand. Like, I'll date you. Do you know what I mean?
No, they all say that until they get there and then they don't fucking know what to do with it.
Right. Ugh. And that's what I mean. Like, that's why I said, like, the average guy, there will be a lot of other things going on there. Like I said, they will think it's too good to be true. They won't know what to do with it. Maybe they have the Madonna whore complex and, you know, they, as much as they like it, you know, they can't love it, you know?
Yeah. And they also pointed out to me when we first started dating and I discussed, like, that situation with him about, he said that he feels like it's more like maybe those dudes like get a bigger ego because you're like bringing all this pussy to them and you're making them feel like they just get whatever, you know, they can have whatever they want. And maybe that's why they just are not, maybe you, he kind of like, kind not in a rude way to say this toward me. He wasn't being rude, but pretty much like you did it to yourself by like letting your guy go fuck other people.
Well, listen, you let the wrong guy. I mean, listen, those guys probably would have cheated. They probably would have cheated a lot sooner if you weren't bringing the pussy home. That guy will probably cheat on a girl, you know. I don't think bringing guys home, I mean, it necessarily turns a guy who's already monogamous into a cheater. Like, I mean, but listen, those things definitely could be a slippery slope, right? You bring a third person in and then maybe you keep bringing them and then maybe they start texting alone and like, and if, you know, in that situation, but... You know, if these people are the type that were cheating with a lot of people and stuff, you bringing home girls all the time didn't change that or make it that way. But
I just, this is one thing that was a big thing that hit for me. And I know we probably don't have time, but he said that his main concern about doing any of this stuff was, I totally space this, was the fact that where is it going to, what is it, what's going to be next? Like, what is it going to escalate to?
Right. He's afraid to open up. It's like a Pandora's box. And he's like, I just think that you need to hold his hand and bring him in. I think it's very hard to get to the point where you're at. I mean, you know for a fact that you could watch your partner fuck someone else and go make a sandwich and you're fine with it. But a lot of people who might have that fantasy don't know how they'd actually feel. He actually lived out one of his fantasies. And when he did, it traumatized him. So, of course, he's going to be a little bit weirded out, but I don't think, because A, you said already that he has all these other great qualities and you really care about him and he's a good dude, that you know, you should give up hope. I think that there's a lot of hope, and he's, you know, 5 years from now he could be right there with you, but I think you need to give him some time, and I think you need to help him. But I think you need to keep the conversation going. I think you have to push it a little bit and, you know, don't let him off the hook when he doesn't want to talk, you know, and if he still doesn't, like, get some therapy and get him to talk more about the sex stuff, you know, and that will help, because I think he has it in him, but he's a little worried. It is like opening up Pandora's box. And if, you know, he really likes you, maybe he's afraid because it didn't work out with his last relationship that he doesn't want to ruin it. So
you're good at explaining things. And it's like common sense, but thank you. Like, sometimes you just need to hear somebody as outside fucking opinion on it.
But wait until, like I said, wait until you hear your story, because you're a smart girl too. Like, you're going to be, when you hear your story out of, yourself, right, as a third person, you might also come to other conclusions about your situation on your own, because there is something to listening to it outside like I am. It's easy for me to see it more clearly because I'm, like I said, a third person to your story. You're going to be like me listening to it when you hear it back as a show, and it's going to be very helpful. Like I said, very helpful. I promise you. It might make you think of certain things that you didn't think about before, and I hope you do get something out of it, you know, because you should, like I said, you're like being wasted if you're not, you know, living out all your fantasies and doing all your things that you want, because you are that rare person that is super open to it and want to do it, you know. You just have to make sure you're with the right person. I think, you know, there's a good chance he is the right person, but you might need to give him more time. 2 years isn't a lot of time.
No. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, I think I'm so like, I have a hard time grasping the fact that, like, why is it weird? Just like, tell me your weird shit. Like,
what, some people aren't as comfortable with their weird shit. Yep. I mean, this is why people are living double lives. You know, people are living double lives. He could be blowing guys behind your back and you have no idea. I mean,
you know, and that's the thing. I think everyone's a little fucking weirdo. And I think the ones that hide it are even fucking weirder. Yeah. They have the really weird, like, those are the ones that do weird shit.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Right, exactly. I mean, all my friends know that I do my show, and I still have friends that I think still wouldn't cop to the fact of things that they do, probably, even though they know I'm super open-minded, because they just feel a little weirded out. And that's, you know, everyone has that right to keep that stuff to themselves when they're ready. I think your guy has crossed the line. He is into kinky shit. He has shown you sides of it. He has, you know, gone to swingers clubs with you. So he's definitely a keeper. You just got to work on him, and you have to be a little bit more patient. I think COVID has really fucked shit up. So you can't be like, oh, we haven't gotten anywhere in a year. No one's gotten anywhere with anything in a year. It's a bullshit.
I know.
So you got to wait.
All right.
Give it some more time. Okay.
Right.
Check back.
Thank you.
Oh,
wise one.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in.
No, thank you. And you, sincerely, I love your show, and you are just, you're a gem. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Got a lot of smarts.
I wish you all the good luck, and keep me posted. We'll have you back on when you make some headway. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.